Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Blue Ocean Shift Beyond: Competing Proven Steps to Inspire Confidence and Seize New Growth is a business strategy book by W. Chan Kim and Renee Moborn, and it follows their earlier work, Blue Ocean Strategy. The book is written for leaders, managers, entrepreneurs, nonprofits, and public institutions that want to create new market space rather than fight over existing demand. Its central purpose is to show that market creation can be approached through a practical, repeatable process instead of being left to intuition or high-risk experimentation, drawing on research across industries and sectors. The authors explain how organizations can move from crowded red ocean competition toward blue ocean opportunities where new value can be created. The book also places unusual emphasis on confidence, human psychology, and broad participation, arguing that people are more likely to drive change when the process feels understandable, low risk, and inclusive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a five-step process for moving from competition to market creation. The book is built around a systematic five-step process designed to help organizations shift out of red oceans and into blue oceans. This matters because the authors are not simply advocating more creativity or stronger branding. They are arguing for a disciplined method that can be repeated by different kinds of organizations. The process gives structure to what is often treated as a vague idea, making market creation more accessible to teams that may not consider themselves innovative. By breaking the journey into manageable stages, the book reduces uncertainty and helps leaders focus on practical decisions rather than abstract strategy language. This process orientation is one of the book's main contributions because it reframes blue ocean thinking as something that can be learned, tested, and managed. Instead of assuming that new market space appears only through rare breakthroughs, the book presents it as the result of clear steps that can guide real strategic action. Secondly, why confidence and humanness are treated as strategic resources. A distinctive feature of Blue Ocean Shift is its focus on confidence, human psychology, and what the authors call humanness. The book argues that strategy fails if people do not believe they can carry it out, especially when the proposed move challenges long-standing industry assumptions. This is important because many strategy books focus almost entirely on analysis, positioning, or economics, while this one pays close attention to how people actually respond to change. The authors suggest that leaders should design the shift in a way that builds trust, lowers resistance, and invites participation. That makes humanness a strategic asset rather than a soft concern. In practical terms, this means the process must help teams feel ownership over the change, not just compliance with it. The book therefore links the emotional and organizational side of transformation to the mechanics of market creation, showing that confidence can be just as important as concept design when a company tries to move beyond competition. Thirdly, three pathways to creating new market space. The book explains that new markets can be created in more than one way, and this broader framing is central to its argument. It identifies three basic pathways offering a breakthrough solution to an existing industry problem, solving a brand new problem or seizing a new opportunity, and redefining an existing industry problem in a new way. This matters because it prevents readers from assuming that innovation must always mean radical invention or disruptive technology. Instead, the book opens up a wider range of possibilities for organizations with different resources and goals. A startup, a large corporation, a nonprofit, or a public agency can all use these pathways, though their opportunities may differ. The emphasis is on seeing market creation as a strategic choice about how value is redefined. By laying out these options, the book gives readers a more concrete lens for identifying where their organization might create uncontested space. The result is a practical framework that broadens what counts as strategic opportunity. Fourthly, how Blue Ocean Shift applies beyond startups and high-growth tech. The book stands out because it applies its framework to a wide range of organizations, not just entrepreneurs or technology companies. It explicitly addresses established businesses, nonprofits, and national governments, showing that blue ocean thinking is relevant wherever people face limited resources, competitive pressure, or stalled growth. This broad application is important because it challenges the assumption that market creation is only for agile startups. Instead, the authors show that even large or bureaucratic institutions can redesign how they create value. That makes the book useful for readers who work in complex organizations where change must be gained through internal alignment rather than founder-led speed. The examples and discussion are meant to show that systematic innovation is possible in diverse settings, provided the organization can reduce risk and build confidence. This wider scope also strengthens the book intellectually because it presents Blue Ocean Strategy as a general method for creating new value, not as a niche entrepreneurship tactic. It is a strategy book with unusually broad institutional relevance. Lastly, a practical guide that emphasizes learning from successes and failures, Another major theme in the book is its pragmatic attention to what works, what does not, and what can go wrong during a blue ocean initiative. The authors draw on examples of both successes and failures to show that market creation is not a clean or automatic process. This is important because it gives the book credibility as a guide for implementation rather than a purely conceptual framework. Readers are not encouraged to imagine that simply naming a new idea will produce growth. They are shown that execution involves resistance, confusion, and the need for correction. By discussing pitfalls, the book helps organizations avoid overconfidence and build a more realistic path forward. This also distinguishes it from strategy books that stay at the level of theory. Blue Ocean Shift is structured to help readers recognize obstacles early and move through them with a clearer method. Its practical value lies in this combination of ambition and caution, which makes it useful for decision makers who need both direction and realism. In conclusion, Blue Ocean Shift is best suited for readers who need a structured way to think about growth without defaulting to direct competition. Leaders, managers, entrepreneurs, nonprofit strategists, and public sector decision makers will find the book especially relevant if they are trying to create new demand, reposition an organization, or overcome internal resistance to change. Its main practical benefit is that it turns market creation into a manageable process rather than a speculative leap. The book is also valuable intellectually because it bridges strategy and human behavior, showing that confidence, ownership, and organizational buy-in are part of the strategic problem, not separate from it. Compared with many books in the strategy genre, it stands out for its combination of method, cross-sector applicability, and attention to the emotional reality of change. It is not simply a companion to Blue Ocean Strategy. It is a more operational guide for turning the idea into action. Readers looking for a theoretical critique of competition will find that elsewhere. Readers looking for a usable framework for creating uncontested market space will find this book especially distinctive and well-targeted. If you would like to support W. Chan Kim, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.